Maybe you can do something else. Maybe because you don't have any flow, you won't rely on plants in the water for a great product. You'll increase the margin of the pond and rely on land plants, who flow doesn't affect in their growth, and stock fish that don't need high oxygen water. So just a different choice. You know, if you don't have flow, I wouldn't go for high oxygen fish. I'd go for a high value product like prawns, which are very dependent on the fringing vegetation for a lot of their food. So if we're sensible and choose our sites and then choose our species to suit the water quality in the site, we can get a successful aquaculture on. Because most people just go out to grow trout and they'll go to the site, they'll buy a bit of cheap land on the side of a hill and do all the problems of forcing trout growth there. And that's where they lose their energy. That's where the energy becomes 30% of your cost, pumping your water up and down the hill, that situation. And that's not atypical. I mean, damn near every trout farm I know took that option, went somewhere silly and started to grow trout. But the successful trout farms picked excellent sites and were out of trouble largely.